From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Claire Banderas. The University of Missouri System announced its selection for the 24th president of the university system today, Dr. Moon Choi. Choi comes from the University of Connecticut, where he has served as the provost and the executive vice president of the university since 2012. Choi's background is in academics, and he says that his experience with land-grant universities has prepared him for his new role.
I understand and appreciate all of your aspirations to provide opportunities through education to the sons and daughters of toil. Therefore, high quality, affordable education will be a key emphasis. As president, I will engage our diverse stakeholders to make this great system even stronger.
Choi's first day of work will be March 1st, 2017. Missouri voters will select a new lieutenant governor on November 8th, and as St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, the two major candidates for statewide office are trading tough jabs down the stretch.
Republican Mike Parson and Democrat Russ Carnahan have spent the final days of the 2016 campaign criticizing each other. Parson says Carnahan's congressional voting history is too liberal for Missouri.
Because I don't think his public service record is all that great a record. I mean, I don't see that, or I don't hear anybody saying, hey, he did this or he did that.
Carnahan contends Parson doesn't have a strong enough record on overhauling the state's ethics laws.
People are tired of a political system that many believe is rigged or at least not working for them.
Both candidates have criticized each other for taking too many free trips, entertainment, or meals. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
The University of Missouri says four students have confirmed cases of mumps and five other students are being tested. The university said in a news release today that none of the students live in university housing. Some of the students who have been tested are still contagious, and the university has recommended that they stay home for now. Susan Evan, executive director of the Student Health Center, says all of the students had received required doses of the vaccine to prevent mumps. Four Columbia police officers involved in a fight with a man during an arrest have been cleared of violating the man's constitutional rights. A federal judge last week cleared the officers of five accusations of civil rights violations and dismissed five other claims against them. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports U.S. District Judge Nanette Lowry also ruled in favor of Police Chief Ken Burton and the City of Columbia on one count. Lowry found the officers had either not violated Nicholas Daniel's civil rights or that the officers were entitled to qualified immunity in the case. Daniel sued the officers, the city, and Columbia Police Chief Ken Burton after his arrest at a Columbia nightclub. Among other things, he claimed the officers used excessive force and fabricated reports to cover up an unlawful arrest. I'm Claire Banderas, KBIA News, Columbia.